A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110. Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism One Donald Trump at a time. Yeah, isn't it nice to know that the adults are back in the White House? Donald Trump and crew. President Donald Trump, excuse me. Not even president-elect, but President Donald Trump is with us. And you've been listening to us in the last hour. You know, we did quite a little bit of an exposé on the media and how Donald Trump, by way of Sean Hannity, is now, as president, taking on the media full force. Well, we know that he's also draining the swamp, as we're starting to see what's happening in the Department of State, that four people have resigned from there, one of them, Mr. Kennedy, which is well overdue, of course, if you've been following anything going on in the State Department. Also, the director of the Border Patrol has decided to resign. He's only been on the job for about the last 4 months, but he's resigning because he's inept and incompetent. Obama put in another inept and incompetent person in the last 4 months of his presidency, and he's being outed by the union down there, which is a good thing. So he's gone. The swamp will continue to drain. Now, with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and I don't think Leonora is there, but Leonora Cravota also contributes to the Scott Adams Show. And I asked Scott to come on the show because I want to have this discussion about draining the swamp and get Scott's perspective on this because he's back in Philadelphia, and he's right now right in the midst, I guess, of all these Republicans that are having a convention down there. Scott, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you, Paul Preston. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Well, this thing that happened yesterday, you had Theresa May, who came in from Great Britain, and obviously there's a bond going on between Theresa May and Donald Trump. You can see that one. So we got the Thatcher-Reagan thing going on. But it seems like all the Republicans all of a sudden have coalesced behind Donald Trump.
Absolutely. You know, that meeting was only about five blocks away from our studio. Five blocks. We're on like 6th and 7th and Walnut, half a block away from Independence Hall, and that happens to be on 12th and Walnut. So only about seven blocks away, but there's a lot of protesters out there, a lot of hate still.
Is that right?
Yeah, a lot of protesters. And people are starting to ask questions like, what are they protesting about?
Right.
Protesters get out to complain about an action. Donald Trump, literally, you know, last Friday was just sworn in. It's 1 week. We've had 1 week with this man, and already I've seen more action and activity than I've seen in years with the Obama administration. And when it's all said and done, after the executive orders are swept away and after the wall is built and after the Trump policies, particularly with the tax policies, are put into place, I think what we're going to do is we're going to see an amazing turnaround with America. And we're going to look back at the Obama legacy and we're going to wonder, what did he actually accomplish?
Well, you know, of course, the accomplishment for President Barack Hussein Obama, ex-president, is nothing. He's accomplished nothing, and anything of substance just doesn't rise to any visibility on the radar screen, as far as I'm concerned, with ex-president Barack Hussein Obama. His legacy is dust.
Well, you know, we were talking on our show earlier about something that I think will be part of the Obama legacy, and that is there's a great movie called The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and there's this thing called The Age of Enlightenment, where the elites were fearful of the printing press. Now, we know that Benjamin Franklin loves the printing press, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the elites were afraid of the printing press because the printing press would allow the workers, the masses, to actually rise up and learn more about the world that they're living in. Well, when you look at Obama and you look at how he used the EPA and the tax code to destroy business, to make it almost impossible for middle-class America to find meaningful work and grow more and more dependent on the government, the elite, the globalist elite, if you will. And then you take a look at the skyrocketing cost of education in our country. Isn't that basically the same thing?
Same thing.
The powerful actually are the learned people, and that the people who are at the middle and the bottom of the barrel trying to find work to put food on their table need to now turn to the government for dependency? That's exactly what the Obama administration was all about. When people try to equivocate the executive orders that he put that exceed the power of the president to what Donald Trump has been doing in his first week, which is just unraveling and untangling the unconstitutional executive orders put out there by Obama, Trump is all about power to the people. He is the Ben Franklin of our time.
Well, you know, aka Twitter. Look what he, I mean. That's another form of a printing press.
That's one printing press.
Yeah, that is the printing press of what you're referring to back in the Age of Enlightenment, which terrified so many people that, oh my goodness, what was really terrifying to the Catholic Church was somebody was going to print up copies of the Bible and distribute them so people could actually have Bibles in their homes. Boy, that was revolutionary.
It's crazy stuff. You know, but it's really interesting. Today at noon Eastern time, what you have is you have Trump meeting with Theresa May. Yesterday when she spoke in Philadelphia, she was talking about – she quoted Reagan, by the way. She literally quoted Reagan, and she said it's time for a new beginning with America and England, and that we together can lead the world in a better place.
Well, you know what's really amazing about this is she came out just so boldly and made that statement yesterday. I don't think she asked Donald Trump to make it. She just made it. And I just love that because nobody from a camera, none of those people would ever say such a thing in front of Obama.
Right. And it just reminds me of the great relationship between Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. And, you know, we really want that back again. We want that kind of relationship back again. And, of course, it's fitting that one of the first things that President Trump did was he brought back the bust of Winston Churchill. Still, he left the Martin Luther King bust. He did that despite what the reports want to say. Yeah, but he really is trying to bring back these relationships and improve our relationships and our dominance in the world that we're living in.
Well, and you know, the one thing that's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, to understand is that this relationship, and those of you that are youngers and don't remember what happened in the 80s with Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, it was like just two people just were bonded immediately together. And that's what we're witnessing right now with this Theresa May. And the overtone for that is the Brexit movement. And Brexit away from, in other words, Great Britain moving away from the European Union, which was something that was actually happening in the 80s. And, of course, that happened. We got the borders breaking down and everything in the European Union. Now everybody wants those borders back up because there's lack of sovereignty on the part of Great Britain, and they don't like that, especially as they were being sort of the cha-ching group of they were the money suppliers, if you will, to the EU, and they've gotten a little bit tired of that.
Oh, absolutely. And so this is an interesting timing as well because President is going to meet with Theresa May, the first world leader that's going to come to the White House for a meeting. But then also over the weekend, he's going to talk with Vladimir Putin. He's also going to talk with Angela Merkel. And guess who he meets on Monday? King Abdullah from Jordan.
Yeah.
That's the first Arabic world leader to meet with. And this is part and parcel our new relationship with Israel, because Egypt is going to play a major role. Al-Sisi is someone that Trump has already come out and said he likes.
Yep.
And feels he's going to have a great relationship with. Egypt covers Israel's complete and entire southern border.
Yep. Oh, hold it, Scott. Hang on. We got the music coming up. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Scott Adams and what's going on with President Donald J. Trump. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about Donald Trump and what's been going on. It's really been 7 days, just within a few short minutes. It'll be 7 full days since he took the oath of office. And boy, is Washington all shook up. And with us right now is Scott Adams from the Scott Adams Show. He's coming to us from Philadelphia, really just a block away from Independence Hall and just 5 blocks away from where the Republicans right now are having their meetings. And yesterday... Theresa May showed up from Great Britain, and we were talking in the last segment about all these world leaders that all of a sudden are starting to warm up to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump warming up to them. And, you know, one of the things that, Scott, just before the break, you were talking about, and I think this is an important thing for people to understand, but Al-Sisi from Egypt, Donald Trump says he likes him. And I think that's an important step in the right direction for the Middle East.
Absolutely, because, you know, when Obama took office, he gave his first major speech in Cairo, which was the hotbed and the headquarters for Muslim Brotherhood. And then they pushed out this Arab Spring that actually was instrumental in trying to put Morsi, the head of the Muslim Brotherhood, into power in Egypt and overthrow Egypt. They got rid of Mubarak. They put in Morsi, and he and the Turkish leader Erdogan were instrumental in making that happen to destabilize the Middle East. And then Morsi did the things that you would always expect a corrupt radical Islamic terrorist to do. And so therefore, Egypt did the right thing in overthrowing Morsi because he was wrong for Egypt. And Al-Sisi was put into place. And guess what? Obama and Erdogan failed to respect Egypt's process.
Yep.
And recognize Al-Sisi. Well, now there's a new sheriff in town, a new leader, and all the pieces in the Middle East are being put, started to be put back together. And it starts with our new relationships with Israel, the King of Jordan, who President Trump is going to meet on Monday to negotiate some things with the head of Jordan, King Abdullah, but then also Al-Sisi. He's going to forge ahead and form a better relationship with Egypt. Egypt covers the entire southern border of Israel. Jordan covers the entire eastern border of Israel. It's really important that Israel has neighbors that are friendly with Israel. And I think that what Obama was trying to do is destabilize the borders of Israel as best he could. That included Syria on the northern part, and really put Israel under threat. And this is all being reversed now. And this is what's so important about our relationship, our new relationship, according to Theresa May, with England, but also the meetings, the phone meetings that Trump is going to have, not only with Putin over the weekend, but he's also going to meet over the phone with Angela Merkel, who is really kind of like, I think, isolated. A lot of people want to talk about Trump being isolated. Well, guess what? I think Angela Merkel is isolated, especially when you look at what's happening with Frexit in France with Le Pen and Foulon, both conservatives that are sure to take France in a different direction.
Well, you know, one of the things you bring up, and that was the whole destabilization of the Middle East by President Barack Hussein Obama when he visited Cairo and had the Muslim Brotherhood present in the front row seats, actually, in spite of what Mubarak was talking about. The interesting thing about all this is that just recently, just the other day, Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii introduced legislation to stop the funding of ISIS. Hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you that were excoriating our radio show for bringing that to light back in 2013, 2012, and so on about what happened there in Benghazi, all that just couldn't be happening. Guess what? It is happening. In fact, it's continuing to happen, and will continue until we get, well, I think Trump has now cut that off, but the funding is going to be specifically mentioned now in a bill by Tulsi Gabbard. She's the congressman from Hawaii. Fabulous lady, who's more like a Republican than a Democrat, but she's a Democrat. What do you make of that, Scott?
I think it bodes well, and I think also, you know, when you say that, I thought of Patrick Kennedy.
Right.
About the ouster of Patrick Kennedy, because Patrick Kennedy was a three-decade-long bureaucrat in the State Department that was basically part of the cancer of that bureaucratic institution. Of course, when you look at the border agent that resigned, who had never had any experience along the southern border,
right,
who was at odds with the union, and then you take a look around the government, the EPA, the IRS, and the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, they were all politicized. They were all headed up by
political hacks.
Supported Obama's radical ideology. And this is how Obama operated, like corrupt politics and a corrupt gang. You protect and you create a buffer around the centerpiece. And that's what was in play. And so this whole thing about ISIS, I think, you know, when you talk about the congressman from Hawaii, it has a lot to do with what was going on in the State Department as well.
Right. And I think this thing about Patrick Kennedy is so poignant that he resigns, because he really was the political hack within the State Department who was running interference for Hillary Rodham Clinton and for John Kerry. And I'm glad that he's gone, really glad. But there's a lot of swamp draining that has to happen in the State Department, because as we discovered in our research and findings and so on, is that there is just a lot of espionage going on, in my opinion, and the opinion of others within the State Department.
Look at John Brennan.
Oh, yeah. Now,
it just goes to show you, though, how Trump is like a laser beam. And he knows exactly who the bad apples are. He knows exactly who they are, and they're already gone.
Well, you know, the thing that really is amazing is that on Sean Hannity last night, he was being interviewed by Donald Trump. And he was talking about all the critics out there, including Brennan, about Donald Trump standing in front of the Wall of Stars. Well, the bottom line was Donald Trump didn't set that up. The CIA set that up, really as a tribute, I think, and a compliment to Donald Trump. But Donald Trump mentioned specifically, which is exactly the point that I was making when he went to the CIA and everybody was blowing it up, Donald Trump didn't really have a problem with the personnel of the CIA, except for those that were corrupt and following John Brennan. He had a problem with John Brennan, and boy, did he blast John Brennan. He says, people of the CIA are fine. It's their leadership, John Brennan. I mean, calling the guy out is just that you just never hear of that.
And the other bad apple from the CIA was Mike Morrell. And I remember it was only about 3 weeks ago. They were on the Meet the Press. John Brennan and Mike Morrell together. And the two biggest cancers out of the intelligence community. And they're on there saying that the intelligence community is not politicized. They were the two poster people for the politicization of those organizations.
Well, it was Mike Morrell, ladies and gentlemen. You might remember, if you remember us talking about Benghazi. He was the one who wrote the talking points about or said that it was about a riot. He was working in the CIA and wrote the memo. Basically, I think he was not coerced but persuaded to write the memo and happily did so to say that it wasn't about an attack. It was about a video in regards to Benghazi. Now, of course, we know that that's a complete lie, and he knew it was a complete lie at the time. And in fact, when he wrote that memo, we had already been reporting the facts on Agenda 21 Radio about what happened in Benghazi. He comes out with that memo later on. I mean, that sent Chris, when Chris Street and I were reporting this at the time, that just sent us up the wall. Like, wait a minute, that's when we figured out that, you know, what was happening inside was there was a conspiracy inside the State Department and the White House to do exactly what they did in Benghazi.
You know, one of the most important things that happened all week, besides Trump playing Mexico like a fiddle.
Hurry up, you got about 30 seconds here.
He knew exactly what their reaction was going to be, and he reacted accordingly. But the voter fraud thing.
Oh, well, hang on, because
it's out there. It's
that,
amazing.
This is a story that we're covering wall-to-wall here on Agenda 21 Radio. And by the way, Katie Grimes is going to be with us a little bit later on in the Sunday show. She'll be definitely here. And also Megan Barth of ReaganBaby.com. We're going to be talking about them. And so many other people about this whole election fraud. So hang on, stay with us. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here on Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can email me at paul@a21r.com. Right now we're with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're doing a rundown basically of the last week, 7 days since Donald Trump has taken the reins of government. And boy, what a big difference that has been for our country. And we went through a whole litany of things here in the first segments. This next segment we're going to devote to voter fraud. Yeah, because, you know, Donald Trump, I'm sure, has been bothered ever since the election about how all of a sudden the popular vote all went to Hillary Clinton by about 3 million votes. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to be getting a story here in the next couple of segments that's going to blow your mind about voter fraud and about the stuff that we've been doing here. But, Scott, voter fraud became front and center for Donald Trump this week.
Well, we on the right have really been talking about this for a long, 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 long time. That has to do a lot with also, you know, the executive order that Obama was trying to push out there, and the Justice Hannon from Texas put a stop on it. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals held the hold that Hannon had in place. And who oversees the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals? It was Justice Scalia. And so Scalia ends up dead in a bed in Texas with no autopsy. And they were trying to push through Gardner, you know, his replacement.
Right.
This executive order would have legs. And if Hillary Clinton were put into office, this executive order would have actually been executed with her appointment and therefore her Supreme Court appointment. And therefore, we would have had a one-party country as we know it. We all know about that. But we all know also that there was like 800,000 people in California that were registered that were non-citizens. We know that 105% of Detroit turned out to vote when it should have been more like 25-30% in a repressed city like that. We know that Georgia quadrupled their Hispanic turnout and that there was at least 10 hacks from the Department of Homeland Security against Georgia, according to the Georgia's attorney general. We know that in Nevada, they sent out hundreds of thousands of pieces of mail, 92.5% of them came back undeliverable because there was no such address. So there was a lot of voter fraud, and we know about it. And so for the left to actually not even want an investigation is a bit insane, especially in the wake of Project Veritas and all of their exposés. So there's a lot going on here, and that this was all something we really wanted to have happen. And the way Trump actually dished it out in a private meeting with Congress, and he knew that they were going to leak it. And so then next thing you know, he uses this as a catalyst to do an executive order that orders an investigation on voter fraud. And he's already looking at all of these instances.
Well, you know, and I do have to say that hats off to Katie Grimes and to Megan Barth. And Linda Payne of the Election Project in here in California and Nevada. Of course, it was it's been Katie Grimes who ran the stories about voter fraud during the primary and how literally, based upon the information she had, is that Bernie Sanders won and won big over Hillary Clinton. But the voting was suppressed and also the use of ballots that were not really the proper ballots to be using for the electorate who people wanted to come in and vote. This particular system that they set up was basically exposed by Megan Barth and also Katie Grimes. Now, here's a situation where we stand here in California. We are really on the brink of discovering a whole bunch of stuff about the voter fraud, and it's really been because Donald Trump has just said, hey, we're just going to launch an investigation. And now this brings into something else into play. It brings into play, why has Jeff Sessions not been approved so far, confirmed to be Attorney General? I mean, they waited another week because they could have a prerogative to do that? Well, go ahead.
Well, the same reason why there's been delays at the Department of State. You know, the delay enabled the State Department to actually grant refugee status to 500,000 people, I think it was, or no, 500 people, 500 refugees from those states that are actually being banned or being frozen or suspended for refugees. So they're playing these games within these specific departments to delay things to allow some of Obama's agendas to still be pushed forward.
Well, and, you know, the other part of it that we have found out here in California, and we got we were told about this last night, Agenda 21 Radio, by several sources, that what's happening right now in California with the Department of Motor Vehicles, because it was Jerry Brown who allowed the Department of Motor Vehicles to give licenses to illegal aliens, and at the same time they registered to vote. Well, on all their applications, there's a little box, and that little box says, are you an illegal alien, basically. And anytime somebody checked that, well, they were still given a ballot. Here's the deal. These people went out and voted, and we know that. Well, if you go out and vote and you're not a citizen, that's illegal. Now, we've got hundreds of thousands of these illegal aliens who checked off on that box and who went out and voted. Now, we know that. Now, here's the deal. Why the delay in Sessions? Because Sessions can't come in and start ordering people to cease and desist certain orders. They're still pretty much under the rule of Obama. So he can't go into the DMV and say, stop DMV from deleting those records, which is what they're doing right now, Scott. We got the word last night that employees of the California Department of Motor Vehicles and other places and data systems throughout California's vast data system are deleting records that would prove that illegal aliens voted in not only the primary on June 7th, but the general election. And that was one of the major reasons by which Hillary Rodham Clinton can say, quote, claim that she got 3 million more ballots. Now, that mixes in with those voters that were voted, that were registered illegally, like we saw in Nevada.
Well, check this out, Paul. You know, to your point, the Washington Times just came out with an article entitled Trump Argument Bolstered. Clinton received 800,000 votes from non-citizens, study finds. Guess who did the study? A guy named Jesse Richmond, who is an alumni of the same university I graduated from, a political scientist from Old Dominion University, where I graduated from the political science department. And he said, based on national polling by a consortium of universities, a report by Mr. Richmond said 6.4% of the estimated 20 million adult non-citizens in the U.S. voted in November. Is that crazy?
Yeah.
34,381 net votes for Mrs. Clinton. They were non-citizens.
Well, here's a bigger, scarier thing, that out here in California, she's claiming that she won by over 3 million votes and so on. And you notice that everybody on the left, especially the mainstream media, would say, well, of course there's no illegal voting going on or ballot. Everybody, Jake Tapper came out and said that the other day. So clearly that we know that there's no illegalities going on with voter fraud and blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, gosh, you guys are protesting too much. You must not be listening and paying attention to what's going on in California, Nevada, and other states. Because what we have discovered is that these DMV workers are destroying these files for an obvious reason. Because when Sessions comes in and he goes to investigate, he's not going to find as many people that had voted illegally or potentially had voted illegally, even though they did. Now, when a person goes in to vote and they're told by the polling people, oh, you've already voted. Hello, what? No, I didn't. Yes, you did. That's what happened to Stan Vaughn, the world chess grand champion from Clark County, who was running for the 15th Assembly District. He ran into that problem when he went in to vote. They told him he already voted. Well, wait a minute, he said. That just can't be true. So he went out and did the original study and put out 10,000 letters with return addresses, and 9,200 of them came back. And guess what? Those 9,200, they did in fact vote, but those 9,200 were fake and phony names of people and addresses that were put out there by the DNC. That's the fraud. When we come back from the break right now, we're going to talk more about that fraud. We're talking to Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio, so stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we're talking about voter fraud. Donald Trump is putting out some orders and directing some people to start investigating voter fraud in various states, and he mentioned two states only. We are very much aware, because we were informed yesterday, that the two states in question are Nevada right now. These are the two in question right now by Donald Trump, Nevada and California. And we attribute the information coming from Katie Grimes and Megan Barth basically to supply the Trump camp with this information, and they're acting on it. Now, Jeff Sessions cannot act on it because he has not been approved by the Senate, which, of course, there's a delay. He will be approved next week. Now, in that delay, we're finding out that various states, especially California, are destroying certain records. California is destroying records right now through their Department of Motor Vehicles of illegal immigrants who may have picked up a ballot and then voted illegally. The other part of this, though, Scott, and this is kind of interesting, what happens, because you worked in polls, but here in California and in Nevada, when somebody goes in to vote, they usually get a ballot based upon their name. They go off and vote, and they come back and give the ballot up. But there's this thing that's been working called the provisional ballot system. And what happens is people would walk in, like we saw with Stanley Vaughn back there in Nevada. He would walk in and want to vote the day of the voting. And they would say, oh, you've already voted, Mr. Vaughn. And he'd go, what? Yeah, well, here, in lieu of that, take this provisional ballot and go vote. So he was supposed to be happy with, quote, a provisional ballot after somebody already voted on the original ballot. How's that work in Pennsylvania?
It's crazy. You know, in Pennsylvania, there are people that register people on the street. And I don't know that you always need ID to get yourself registered. So literally, I have access to, you know, you could literally put your name in to find out what precinct you vote in. So I know a lot of people. I could say, okay, I'm going to put these names in different precincts, and then I could vote as them. Because literally, I could show up to vote, and I'm surrounded. I live in Philadelphia. I'm surrounded. I could walk to 10 different precincts within a 5-block radius. And so therefore, I could walk into all 10 precincts and say, my name's Joe Blow, my name's Joe Schmo, and they're not allowed to ask me for an ID.
Right.
So as long as I'm in the book, and if I have the database, I know that they're in the book in that division, then I can vote 10 times, and it's just that easy. Nobody's ever going to question me, and they won't be allowed to have me on videotape, and they won't be allowed to ask me any questions.
Well, let me explain to you what's happened in California, because now we've figured this out. Is that when you go in to vote, and you do vote, then what happens is a master list that your name is crossed off on, and that master list is placed up in front of the polling station. Now, if you come in as anybody, just Joe Schmo, because you don't have an ID, you don't have to show an ID to identify yourself, you can go to that master list and find a name that's not crossed off and go in and vote as that person.
It's a rogue.
Talk about crazy. That is crazy. But that's the same thing that's happening to you in Pennsylvania.
No, what's happening is this is by a step process, and people are giving Trump a lot of kudos for the immigration, because he's rolling things out one step at a time, which makes everything achievable. It's when you bundle the wall with a whole bunch
right.
of other things that things never happen. Well, Trump understands this, and he's rolling them out drip, 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 one step at a time. This whole thing about voter fraud, where he made this bombastic statement that is, I believe, is true, actually. But he doesn't have a lot of proof right now. He thinks 3 to 5 million. Well, he wants to have an investigation to see if that's true. So that makes a lot of sense. And now this has become a very front and center issue. It was an important issue. It was one of the most important issues of the day for what we described about how we could have lost our country to the voter fraud because of the distribution of illegals to key battleground states. And, you know, the Justice Hannon thing and all that we talked about. Well, voter fraud is an important issue. That there's no reason, and one thing alone should clue you in, and that is that it's almost a mathematical impossibility for somebody to win by 3 million popular votes and lose in a landslide 306 electorates to 248 or whatever she had, right? I mean, landslide 220-something, I think. That was a landslide electoral victory for Trump, despite the fact that the loser won by 3 million. That's a mathematical impossibility.
Nobody seems to be really sharp on the switch on that in the mainstream media, but, you know, to guys like you and I, we're going, this is just impossible. And then we dig in, start looking at the details, and so do people like Katie Grimes and Megan Barth and other people, and get real solid data behind it. And that's what Donald Trump's going to run with the data. He realizes voter fraud, and this guy's not a stupid man.
When you have a sprinter, or you have a cyclist, or you have a runner or a swimmer setting all kinds of records, like in record style, right? The first thing you're going to think of is something might be up, right? Well, when you take a look at this past election, same thing. Something's amiss. Something must be up, worthy of an investigation. But the liberals, they don't even want an investigation. There's nothing behind this door. You shouldn't go in this closet.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Nothing to see here. Just move along. That's really what we're getting right now. And now all of a sudden, I can tell you right now, and I have not gotten this morning phone calls yet. And I normally what happens is I get phone calls from people that are going down to this, you know, because I know I have friends who work in the state government in California. And when there's something that happens of a major source, they'll call me early in the morning on the way to work and say, Paul, what do you think about this? About Donald Trump, what's he doing? And I haven't received one phone call this morning, and I'm saying to myself, that's very telling, because now all of a sudden people are really nervous about what Donald Trump is going to do, especially here in California. I can tell you that right now, because he's going to be the worst proctologist in the world to California government. Absolutely. Anyway, stay with us. We got another break coming up in a short. After that break, we got a short time. We're going to be with Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And remember to tune in to Red State Talk Radio, and when we come back, we'll touch upon that with Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Pleasant and the Agenda 21 Show.
We've been talking to Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio about Donald Trump and voter fraud and everything, and big stories coming out about voter fraud. On the Sunday show, we're going to have Katie Grimes and Megan Barth with us on the Sunday show, 12 to 3 Pacific time on KMYC 1410 AM, live streaming on the East Coast, so it'll be from 3 to 6. You can hear this, and it's going to be absolutely a barn burner. We're going to be breaking more and more information out about what's happening in California with voter fraud and also Nevada and the rest of the nation. This is a big story, and by the way, you Hillary fans out there, she did not win the popular vote. That's going to come out very, very clearly. Linda Payne's also going to be one of our guests as well from the Voter Integrity Project. Anyway, Scott, quickly, Red State Talk Radio?
Yeah, redstatetalkradio.com on the internet. You can also, with your new Amazon Echo, just say, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. And lo and behold, your device will actually play Red State Talk Radio on that device. And if you want it to stop, you just say, Alexa, stop.
Yeah, you know, we don't want to broadcast this and have Alexa play Red State Talk Radio, and it just plays in some of the houses that we have out there.
Lots of people that were actually, their devices were going off, so we had to fix that. But we're also available on TuneIn, and also we have the mobile apps in the App Store. There's a lot of ways to listen to Red State Talk Radio.
Awesome, Scott. Listen, thanks for being on Agenda 21 Radio with us.
So much.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And my email is paul@a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.